Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, it's so shrill.
Okay. That's what the people are here for.
That's what they want when they're driving. And they've got it on.
A sense binge. Of panic. Keeps you on your toes.
So we're going to talk about the one that you voted for on Patreon.
You, the listeners, the patrons, the creme de la creme of the listeners.
You voted for the preteen and the werewolf, which is Jasmine Richardson's case.
Are we werewolfing, not werewolfing?
We are,
do you say?
We're werewolfing.
I say werewolf.
Where?
Right here. That made me laugh. Okay, I'll let you have that one.
Okay, so this is from 2006. Pretty current. April 23rd, the bodies of Mark and Deborah Richardson and their 8-year-old son are found at their home.
So that just made me laugh that that's how old we are now, that 11 years ago is like, it's current. Yeah, it's in current. The 2000s, it counts.
Yeah, if it was my kids, they'd be like, that's ages ago.
I was 3 years old. Shut your face!
Just leave. So they're found at their home in Medicine Hat, which is the name of the town.
Amazing.
In Alberta, Canada. They've been found by a 6-year-old neighbour who'd come round to play with the 8-year-old son and just knocked on the door and then spotted the body through and just freaked out, ran, bless him. And they'd been stabbed multiple times. The son had been killed upstairs in his bed. There was blood everywhere, vicious killing. And police were traumatised by seeing the scene. So God knows what that 6-year-old went through.
I'm still just thinking about Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat.
I want to know the origins of that town name. Does someone have a magical hat? They're like, if you wear this hat, you will be cured. It's the Medicine Hat. There must be some backstory to that. The Medicine Hat doesn't happen by accident.
No. Like, that was the only doctor in the...
Didn't cure this brutal murder, though.
No.
So the 6-year-old saw it, and he's the only witness.
Yeah, then the police come in. So the police looked around the house, obviously, saw the bodies, but they also spotted on the wall there was a family picture, and it was these two parents, the 8-year-old and an older daughter. So they thought, where's she? She must have been kidnapped. So they started hunting for this 12-year-old daughter. Now, the family were described by neighbours as respected members of the community, lovely people, loving family, and everyone was absolutely disgraced by this murder. They couldn't believe something so awful had happened in their small town. So the police searched for the daughter, and part of their search was they went to, her name was Jasmine, her locker at the school. Now, when they got to the locker, they found a drawing of a house on fire, and in the picture, her and her boyfriend were running off, and they were like, it was a stick drawing.
How
awful.
Old is the girl?
12. So
these are the things I'm going to do.
So straight away she became a suspect.
We had a kid at school who drew a really horrific black centipede and then was insistent that it was his mum. Was like, and I'm like, I was like, oh, is she that cool? Like, is she black crayon? Yep. Does she have that many legs? Yep, she's a centipede.
I love if at the end of the day, brilliant. This big black centipede had just come to the door like, I'm here to get Johnny.
It was just how he was like, not even laughing about it. It was like, yeah, that's my mum. Okay.
All right.
He's very special.
I can see. Jasmine, age 12, had become interested in the goth culture, as many 12-year-olds do. And she had started wearing black. She'd started having chains on her clothes, which we used to do. Yes. That was definitely a thing. Dark makeup. Loved it. Black garage doors. Done. But she met and fell over, head over heels, for an unemployed high school dropout living in a trailer park.
Parents all done, I think, as
parents'
well.
Worst nightmare, like, yeah. This guy. He was called Jeremy.
Was he creative, though?
He was just outside of the system.
He's an artist.
Jeremy Steink. He was called 23.
Oh,
she's
God.
12.
So he's just a giant pedo then.
Yeah, drug taking. He believed he was a 300-year-old werewolf. And they began a sexual relationship. She's 12.
No, and he's 100.
He's 300.
300, shit.
Ultimate pedophilia.
That's next level.
So they both had profiles on vampirefreaks.com, which when I told Luke about it, he did look it up and was like, it's still there. I don't know if anyone's using it. But a friend said that they met at a punk rock show, so that might have been coincidence, and they hadn't actually met on vampirefreaks.com.
Was like Twilight happening at this point?
No, I don't think so. Oh, wait, I'm quite old. Possibly.
I'd have been like 17. I don't know.
I think the books were around. I don't know about the film. Like, people were scared of Jasmine because she was a goth, which always freaks people out.
She sexes werewolves.
And she had a scary boyfriend.
She had possibly the scariest boyfriend I've ever heard of. What is his redeeming feature?
There is none. He's not even cute.
Trailer park. No job. 300. Part werewolf. A pedo.
Wore a vial of blood round his neck.
Called something Stink.
Shagging Stank. A child.
Ugh.
The worst Ugh. Guy in the world.
I bet he grew his fingernails.
Ugh.
Or just one. I bet he had one long fingernail.
I bet he
nail.
I bet he wanted to wear the big Matrix coat, but it was just too hot in America to do that. But do you remember everyone here did?
Yeah.
They used to get loads of lads with those Matrix coats.
The dusters. And Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No. Mac has a leather duster. I love it.
Oh, God. So, Jasmine's parents had found out about the boyfriend and obviously were like, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, let's lock you up.
Yeah, basically. So they were really concerned about her. They had massive arguments about it. She was very much, I hate you all. You don't understand me. You don't understand what's important to me.
No, we don't understand what's important to you.
So they banned her from seeing him.
Banned her from vampirefreaks.com.
Yeah. But yeah, she was going online. That's the thing. She was communicating with him on the internet. And she said to him, I think I've thought of a way out of this. I want you to kill my parents and then we can run off and be together. And that sort of played into his interest, his fetish, and his favourite film, which was Natural Born Killers as well. So they began plotting this awful plot. Which is weird because she didn't have any traumatic childhood that we know of. She wasn't considered to be psychopathic, but she just was like, yeah, this is a good idea. This is the way out of this situation.
Do you think it's like a process of like normalization? Like if she is, not that goth culture isn't the problem, but maybe more this little set of people that are always talking about sucking blood, I imagine, if she's on vampire, or like, I'm going to sound like such a... I don't want any satanic panic to happen here, but if like talking about death and things to her is like normalized at this point, to suggest killing a person doesn't seem as crazy to it as it would to have.
I don't know, because like I think that...
And he's saying he's a werewolf. He's probably saying that he's killed people all the time.
Maybe.
Like in the past.
I think that the goths that I know and have known are usually the nicest people who'd never even think
too.
Of doing it.
Like when we were really like grebby.
Like they're usually the victims. We like people who dress goth are like usually the ones who were... The people are attacking them like that. What's that documentary that was on recently? I showed it to my class. It was like Murdered for Being Different, that's it. And
yes,
yeah, she was a goth and they just all went for her just because she dressed goth. Like they're usually the victims. So he came over one night. He was dressed all in black.
But they were well up for it, basically.
Yeah. He had a massive knife. He came from the basement, so I think he must have sort of crawled in a window or something. And Jasmine's mother heard something. She came to see it. As far as we know, like, this is just what the police put together as the story. And he stabbed Jasmine's mother first. Then the father came to help, and he was stabbed repeatedly. And then Jasmine came from downstairs, And then it was just the 8-year-old upstairs. Now you'd think, just run off now, just leave that kid. But they...
Yeah, there's no need. The kid isn't grounding yeah. her.
So, but they said, oh, he's too sensitive to be left with no parents. We don't want to have to look after him. So they stabbed him as well. It's just so grim, isn't it? Your little brother.
Really detached.
Really detached. So within 24 hours, they were both arrested. They were both
caught. Yeah, she still hasn't been diagnosed with psychopathy then, despite being able to look at her brother and say, I don't want to look after him.
She went to institutions, but I don't think they...
Not that we know of.
Not that I know of. Some people might know. They might have looked
at well, I mean, not as in me.
Yeah,
and you.
Yeah. But the parents had loved for her. They'd cared for her. They'd done what they thought was best by her. They'd stopped her from hanging around with a degenerate in their eyes.
She wouldn't have seen it that way, though. She'd have seen that they're stopping true love.
Yeah, it was very Romeo Juliet.
They hate me.
To
they're trying to ruin my life.
Yeah. So they both went to prison. Now she was. Obviously 12, and in Canada, you can be tried for murder at 12, but you can't get more than 10 years until you're 14. If she'd done it at 14, she could have got a life sentence, but she received 10 years. So right. She is out now. She was out last year.
What's she doing with herself?
Just...
Like, chilling.
Vampire.
Is she still a vampire? That's what I want to know. Like, I want to know if she's, like, totally
apparently
changed.
Apparently she's remorseful. So she's shown a lot of remorse for her crime. I mean, she's got no immediate family now. I don't know if extended family would they be interested in looking after her, hanging out with her.
If like, you could, you'd have to, you'd be a really big person that could.
She's only 22 as well, but she only just 10 years
except like even your grandparents, if they know that you'd help to murder your parents, I don't know if you could.
I don't know. You could look after yourself. You spent 10 years in prison.
Yeah, but what does she know about anything? If she went in when she was 12, what does she know about writing a CV?
True.
What does she know about, I don't know.
Where the addresses go on a letter.
Does she know how to iron?
Does she know how to email?
Yeah, she fucking knows how to email. That's what got us in this mess.
So he received...
Email your problems away.
He got 3 life sentences, which he's serving concurrently, which annoys me. Because, like, you might as well have done 5 then. If you're going to serve them all concurrently, you've only got... It's a 1 life sentence, in theory. Yeah, serving them all at the same time.
Well, that's 1 life sentence,
yeah.
Isn't it?
But apparently it's 3, but they're all at the same time. Makes no sense.
1 for you, 1 for the 300-year-old werewolf that lives inside you.
Yeah, he's got God knows how many years. Put him in for forever.
Yeah. He never dies.
Yeah. Makes no odds to him.
Okay.
So that's it.
I liked it. I want to see if there's a documentary about it.
There is.
Thanks. So thanks for everyone that voted for that. I enjoyed it. If you want to vote for the next Slash and Dash, you can head to our Patreon.
It's only $1 to vote.
Yes. So long as you're signed up for any of the Patreon tiers, you are eligible to vote. And we've got 3 new options on there. This vote is going to end next
week. In a week.
Yeah.
Because we've got shit to do.
Yeah, we do have shit to do, to be honest. So get off Vampire Freaks and get to the Patreon so you can vote.
Yeah.
Also, if you go to the Patreon and you are signed up as a patron, you will be able to hear the newest episode of Mother Daughter Slaughter.
Yes, which is another UK story that Mum did. And she did a good job. I mean, I couldn't get any jokes in because I wasn't allowed, but it's mostly just her.
She shut you down good.
But she did well.
Yeah, thank you again.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.